Hello, audio boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you are well, guys. It's Saturday night. Time is 10 past 11. And I'm, once again, sat on top of a mountain in the glorious Peak District. We're on the Kinder Plateau at a large waterfall called the Kinder Downfall. It's not very watery at the minute though. It's completely dry. There's not a drop of water going over the edge. It looked like there was when we first came up. It looked like there was a trickle, but as we've actually crossed what would be the stream or the feeder river into it to get to where we've pitched, and there's no water there at all. It's completely dry. So fortunately, despite the excessive weight that it's I've had to bear, I brought about 3 litres of water with me. It has been quite a hot and muggy walk up here, so I've probably drunk about a litre on the way up, but I've got enough to, I've just had some coffee and my tea, and I've got enough for breakfast in the morning and a bit for the walk back, so I'm okay. I'm not going to die of high dehydration. So yeah, here we are in the glorious Peak. It's beautiful. Unfortunately, the cloud has just kind of closed over the top of us as we've pitched. So we're not seeing any starry skies, but wind's picking up a little bit. But it's absolutely nothing compared to what I was dealing with last time I was there. I was wild camping. Nothing at all. It's actually quite pleasant. We set off from Edale at about 6 o'clock, and it's taken nearly 3 hours to get here. But it was a nice route. We went up Grinesbuck Clough and all along the edge of the plateau to the Kinder Downfall, across Kinder Low, it's been a lovely walk, a lovely evening, really warm, but with a nice breeze blowing as well up here, so it wasn't oppressively hot, you know. But now that we're here, the temperature's just dropped quite rapidly, and the wind's picked up some. But as we approach the downfall, Craig, who I'm with, was a bit way ahead of me, and shouted something, and I looked up, and I wasn't sure what it was at first. There was a bird swirling around his head, and it turned out to be a pair of barn owls, either a mating pair or possibly an adult and a juvenile. But they were, I assume they were just kind of either playing or hunting or something. But they were all over him, and they were like swooping around his head, and it was pretty impressive. They were getting within a few feet of him. And then they just kind of drifted off across the edge of the plateau, which was really quite an amazing sight to watch. But as I'm talking about bugs, I've got a big beetle. It's about an inch and a half long. I was going to say black. He is black, or she, whatever it is. But they've got a bluey purpley sort of sheen to them. As they catch the light, they're all blue and purple. Handsome little critter. He's just been crawling around, and I thought I'd shoot him out, but he seems quite determined. He's coming back. But he doesn't like being picked up. He keeps running away when I try and pick him. Strange that, considering I'm like 500 times the size of him. Yeah, bonny little thing. So yeah, here we are. I've had, look what we found. Mexican chili. My tea with some vegetable biryani rice. So I've got a full tummy. I've had a very large cup of coffee. I've had a nice walk. Weather's not too bad as we speak. My bed's all made and ready for me to get into when I should feel the need. So yeah, all is good with the world right at this moment in time. 600 metres up. But nearly 11:30 on a Saturday night. Wow. Saturday night, sleeping in a tent. One time a day I'd be running riot in the local town. I wouldn't be running riot, of course. I was always a well-behaved drunken yob. There you go. Anyway, what else have I got to tell you? Not a lot. I've been waving to the southwest towards Dartmoor, where Daylight Gambler, where Phil is. Hope he's having a good time. I haven't got any data, so I can't tweet and say hi. I was hoping to tweet from Kinder down to Pewtor, I think he said he was going. So there you go, I missed him. We've got zero data and zero phone signal up here. So we are totally isolated from the world. We are cut off from civilization. There you go. Anyway, I'm probably going to think about getting some kip, I think, because I've got to be up in the morning. I've got to be away for about 6 o'clock. I've got about a 2-hour walk, hour and a half, 2 hours back to Edale. And then I've got to get home in time for my wife to go to ninja training. So I need to be leaving Edale really no later than sort of 8:30. So, yeah, early start. I might be tempted to set me alarm for the sunrise. See if we get one this time. Chance would be a fine thing. Anyway, I have nothing else to say. I am conscious that I'm waffling. I'm just going to soak up the atmosphere. So I shall catch you all later. Hope you're all well and thanks for listening. Cheers, guys. Ta-da. Bye.